great honour to get elected as chair again. I think this is my third time to be chair of the first electoral area. So it's a great honour again, always, to work with the other councillors and have their support. So probably going forward, I would like to, suppose we have the consultation regarding the Greenway from Barnesmore Greenway from Ballybuffet to Donegal Town, and hopefully that will move forward during the incoming year. It's a great project. I would like to see that moving on and working with the landowners and all that there, and that we all come to an amicable arrangement going forward. So looking forward to that. In fairness, we have done good work over the last couple of years in acquiring different sites of land around the town for social housing. So that's hopefully getting plans run up for those as well, getting them because of the housing need at the moment, and getting them out for tender as well. So that's important. That'd be two massive projects that would be very important to me going forward for this year. And of course, we have the ongoing works on the bypass, Face Norra bypass, which is coming to CPOs now within the next 6 months. So that's moving forward as well, and it's working with the NRDO office and the great work that they're doing there on that as well. So.
And during the meeting, Cathaoirleach yourself and last Cathaoirleach Councillor Patrick McGowan expressed that you would like to hopefully see a re-transition to in-person meetings. Is that looking likely to be on the cards?
Well, I suppose that's something that we have to discuss with the staff and unions going forward, that this was something that was outside of our reach, but we hope that the staff and the unions will and ourselves come to some arrangement that we can get back in person meetings. And I think it's so important that you're in the room and you build up, especially for our new councillors that came into our Snorri area last June. So it's important. They have never had an opportunity to have an in-person meeting, and I don't think there's anywhere else in Ireland that is in that position. So I think we need to come to some kind of an arrangement there. So hopefully that can be done going forward.